You're listening to the Confidence Podcast, your favorite coaching podcast oozing with motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly take action on your dreams. I'm your host, Trish Blackwell, internationally recognized confidence coach, best-selling author, and founder of the College of Confidence, the most encouraging place on the internet. I teach go-getters in life how to take their thoughts captive, how to step out of the shadows of self-doubt, and how to courageously step into their purpose with confidence. It's time to pump our confidence muscles and train our thoughts, y'all. Let's get started. Hey guys, it's Trish Blackwell, your host of the Confidence Podcast and your confidence coach, and you're listening to episode 535. Today we're talking about self-talk and keeping your promises to yourself. This is a key component of confidence, to be someone who trusts their own decisions, who knows that when you say you're going to do something, you do it, you follow through. When you set a big goal, you go, okay, I don't have to worry about the process. I just know I'm going to keep showing up, even when I'm discouraged, even when I'm not seeing the results. I will keep on keeping on. We're going to be talking about building confidence within yourself and cultivating positive change so that your goals don't taper off, that you don't lose that momentum and that joy that you have. So if you've felt stuck or weighed down by self-doubt or lack of control in your life, if you have recurring negative thoughts that seem to get a firm grasp on the way you think and feel about yourself, it's time to shift these damaging cycles and adopt new habits that lead you towards greater trust in yourself. In this episode, I'm going to be taking an exploration into developing a more positive attitude about yourself, in increasing your self-talk so that you can trust yourself more. When you trust yourself, you know that you can always have your own back. When you have your own back, you know that you can pivot, you can keep going, you know that you can make mistakes and get back up. So we're going to deep dive into some strategies on how to optimize your mindset dialogue so that you can go and start being fearless in your forward momentum and motion. So, hey, if you are new to the show, I want to welcome you. I'm so delighted you decided to say, I'm going to give this show a try. My name is Trish Blackwell. I am passionate about helping people who put too much pressure on themselves learn how to stop self-sabotaging, stop overthinking, stop playing small, stop comparing, and start thriving, to start tapping into the fullest potential that God has put inside of you. My clients and our listeners and my members in my group coaching, the College of Confidence, they learn how to ooze confidence with unwavering belief in their wildest dreams by using my thought tools, how to take control of your thoughts, how to take your thoughts captive, and how to make them powerful. And what ends up happening is you have more fun, you have success with more ease, you live with more joy, you have more peace, and you start showing up in the world the way God created you. In that, you start creating impact and showing up for your purpose. That is the work we do here. So I mean, if you're down for that, you are in the right place. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about keeping your promises to yourself, how to build a standard within yourself of self-trust, and then using pre-decisions to reduce decision fatigue and inconsistent follow-through. Because that's what really ends up happening is we start getting tired. And when we get tired, we start giving up. And we start convincing ourselves and believing ourselves. We have two parts of our brain. You've got this part of your brain that's trying to conserve energy. You've got the part of your brain, the decision part of the brain, the vision part of your brain that knows you're made for more. But when we're tired, it's easy to believe that salesman part of our brain that says, you know, you can take the pedal, your foot off the pedal. We can take our foot off the gas. It's cool. It doesn't really matter. You don't need to stay with this sense of urgency towards what you're working towards. And I want you to know that it's time to change the voice in your head. Hey, speaking of changing the voice in your head, this has been one of the main things that people come to me to work with me on, is to how do I change the inner narrative of my mind? And guess what? Because of that, we have an entire week. This is a week-long challenge. I cannot wait for you to take part of it. It's an interactive 5-day challenge that we are calling Changing the Voice in Your Head. Changing the Voice in Your Head. Well, we could call it Changing the Voice in Your Head Week. It is March 6th through March 10th, 2023. By the end of the week, If you sign up and participate, whether you're participating live or we're going to send out the replays for each one of these hour-long coaching workshops, by the end of the week, you will reset the atmosphere of your brain. You will detox perfectionistic thinking. You will detox overwhelmed thinking. You will detox your self-critical thinking. You will have a plan to manage your mind masterfully, and you will feel different and think differently on Friday than when you started the challenge on Monday, guaranteed. You will feel empowered, like you can finally take control of your thoughts. You will feel unstoppable about what this means for your future. And it is 100% free for our College of Confidence members. So if you're in the COC, you do not need to sign up. If you're not yet in the College of Confidence, you can come into this program for the week at a ridiculously nominal price. I just want you to put a little skin in the game so that you show up, so that you commit. It literally is like the cost of lunch. Like, you want to say yes to this. And if you are not blown away by how you feel and think differently on Friday, how you now know how to change the voice in your head, the one that from not believing in yourself to believing in yourself, from not criticizing yourself to being to building yourself up, whatever transition you want to make in the way you talk to yourself, if you don't see that beginning change already by the end of the week, just let me and my team know. We'll give you your money back. I'm that committed to this challenge week. You can sign up now. Sign up now. Save your spot now at trishblackwell.com/voiceweek. That's trishblackwell.com/voiceweek. Guys, before we dive into the full coaching today, I want to read our review of the week. You guys, our reviews, one, they encourage me. Two, they help someone else find the show. They help us in the algorithm. They help us let someone know it's risky. Just like trying a new TV show or anything. You're like, I don't know. Is it any? You see enough reviews and you go, all right, I'll press play. So if you've ever been grateful that you press play on the first time you listen to this podcast, I'm going to ask that you write a review if you have not yet done so. Hey, our review of the week is from ED Brooks 93. They said, impactful. Trish, thank you for identifying the needs of so many people and doing something extraordinary about it. I found this podcast because I was specifically looking for something to help me break the cycle of self-doubt that I had as a professor and a writer. I am now a full-time fiction writer who hasn't yet made a cent. Whenever I have a bad day of discouragement, I know I can turn this to this podcast for a pep talk, as well as actionable steps on how to stay motivated and hopeful. This is a valuable podcast for anyone who faces discouragement or wants to pursue their goals with confidence. So, literally anyone. Thank you, Trish, for being a voice of encouragement. And Edie Brooks, I want to tell you, as a writer myself, the belief in your future is everything. I love that you are a full-time fiction writer and then you are on your way to creating income. I don't want you to focus on what you haven't done yet. I want you to focus on what you are doing. And for my writers out there, if you guys don't yet follow Maciel Valenzuela, she is the best. Maciel was my right-hand girl in my business for years. She is a coach in my community sometimes, and she has an incredible podcast called How to Write a Book Podcast, and her website is also called Black Hearted Studios. She helps writers get their books up and going, and then also to make money from doing it. So I cannot speak more highly of her. She's also probably one of the most encouraging people you will ever meet. So, girl, keep it going. I'm so proud of the work. Thank you for sharing that incredible review. I can't wait for you to take that next step and join us in coaching sometime. But in the meantime, let's dive into today's coaching. Self-trust, keeping your promises to yourself. So here's what I want to start with. I want to make this a very simple coaching session today, because I want you to know, if you keep your promises to yourself, if you become someone who keeps your promises to yourself, you will be someone who always achieves your goals. You don't have to set goals and hope that you do okay. You can have the courage to believe, or to radically believe in something that seems unreasonable, but just decide to believe that it's possible. So I used to have this as a little girl, and then I lost it. I got some disillusionment. I grew discouraged. I didn't know that failure was a path to success. I didn't know I needed to collect a lot of failures in order to create the success, to level up in my success. And once I learned that, and I learned that it is to the people who do big, great things with their lives, who have the audacity to be different, Whether that's they travel the world differently, they live their lives differently, they decide to create something in their business or in their workplace or with their creative outlet, their art, different than anything that's ever been done. Those are the brave. But to be brave, to be bold with your vision and your dreams, you have to keep reminding yourself that you were made for this. That there's a reason that you have that stirring, that passion, that idea, and that most people that you meet will not understand you. Why? Because they've given up. They've allowed themselves to flatline in their life because they stopped doing the mental work of confidence and courage on purpose. There takes a proactive element here. I've decided to be confident. I believe we're all born with confidence, and then it's a skill that we either lose and, or we strengthen, or a variety and combination therein. But success doesn't have to be hard. Whatever that, like, go ahead, tell me your wildest dream. New York Times bestseller. $1 million in your business. A loving family that's faithful. Starting a nonprofit that changes the world. Being somebody that does something with outer space that's never been done before. I don't know. Right? Where's your passion? Think as big as you can. And I want to tell you, doing that's not going to be as hard as you think. The hardest part is in your brain. The hardest part is their daily decision to keep reminding yourself that you've decided it's possible. It's the reason we think about Roger Bannister with a 4-minute mile. And they thought it was humanly impossible. And Roger Bannister finally did it. Now hundreds and hundreds of people run a sub-4-minute mile. Decide to be the confident person who's willing to believe that something is more possible than other people think. And if you do that, success isn't hard. Success isn't hard because it's simply a decision. It's a decision that you will be successful. You know, we just had this incredible workshop that's going to take what we're talking about here today to it. Well, if you come and join us and you watch it, or if you're already a COC member, you do need to check this out. It's called Easy Success Workshop, how to do crazy, hard, amazing, successful things, but with more ease and flow and without the overthinking and the drama and the up and down. It's success is more available to you than you think. You just have to be willing to keep on keeping on, to be unwilling to stop. I really believe, and I shared this recently on my Instagram, which if you're not connected to me on Instagram, come follow me, come hang out with me. I'm Trish_Blackwell. And if, hey, if you're still a Facebook fan, I like Facebook too. I'm Trish Blackwell Coaching over there. But success, my definition of success is the unwillingness to give up on what matters to me. For me, it's the unwillingness to give up on the vision that God has given me. And so in that, if my definition of being a successful person is to be unwilling to give up, then I just have to decide what kind of a negative emotion I will have. Because keeping your promises to yourself and reminding yourself to keep on keeping on, there's always going to be a negative emotion. You can choose the disappointment or discomfort. You can say, I want to go and I'm going to go and find this amazing relationship, but your dating's exhausting. So are you going to choose loneliness and just go in and tell yourself the story, right? Since we're talking about the narrative in your head and your self-talk, are you telling yourself a story that's just too hard to date? These apps, they're annoying. It takes a lot of time. Well, if you choose that, you're choosing a safer emotional route, but you're also, I want to point out, you're choosing loneliness. Or in dating, and I coach people in dating, or are you going to choose the emotional risk of love? Love is always comes with a risk of vulnerability. So loneliness or vulnerability, your choice. Resentment or risk often. Sometimes people resent those who are successful because they were unwilling to take the risk, but the people who aren't living their lives with resentment are the ones who chose the negative emotion of risk. Boredom or bitterness. Not hard now or harder later. You've got to decide that it's not a problem that you have some negative emotions along the way. That you have some vulnerability, that there's some fear, that you still move forward even though you're dealing with, you're a human, you're going to have positive emotions and negative emotions, and they're all in this big, beautiful thing at the same time. So how do you keep your promises to yourself? Because you will be successful as long as you keep going. But the reality is that most of us give up too early. Most of us give up on ourselves, we give up on our dreams, we give up on training our thoughts, we give up on our habits, we give up on our consistency. We look around us and go, well, no one else is really journaling and they're not getting up early and spending quiet time with God. And we start comparing ourselves to people who have settled. Stop doing that. The fact that you listen to this show tells me you know you were made for more. You know that God has given you so much, and it's your job just to fan the flame. It's your job to steward that which you were entrusted. So how do we do this? Keep your promises to yourself. I got 7 ways for you to keep your promises to yourself. Number one, write them down. What are you committing to? Number two, decide, don't try. I coach my members in the COC often on this. They say, well, I'm trying to figure out how to make money in this business. I'm trying to be consistent with tracking my food. I'm like, we're not trying to do anything. We've just decided. Please start using more powerful language with yourself. The self-talk that you say, the words you choose are everything. And that is why we focus on words in the College of Confidence. I want to teach you a new language. When you come to the College of Confidence, you learn a new language. And that when you sign up for Voice Week, I'm going to teach you a new way to talk to yourself. Again, that's trishblackwell.com/Voice Week. But there's a huge difference to access more success by simply saying, I've decided to keep my promises to myself. I've decided, not I'm trying to follow through. I'm trying to be more consistent. I'm trying to hold myself accountable. None of that trying works. Stop trying. I used to try really, really hard, but I worked hard. There's a difference between working hard and trying versus doing the mental work and believing and deciding. Number three, be obsessed. I want you to be obsessed with showing up. Be obsessed with showing up. What does that mean? Well, it depends. Are you obsessed with showing up and like you've decided you're going to work out at 5 a.m. every day? Just be obsessed about the fact that I could care less about what your workout looked like and more the fact that you got up and you showed up for yourself. Or maybe you're trying to have better oral hygiene. And every time you pull that floss, I want you to go, look at me showing up. Now you got to be obsessed with showing up, and then you've got to give yourself a pat on the back. I'm obsessed when showing up for myself to prepare myself for the next day. My nighttime routine sets me up for the next day of success. And one of my nighttime routines is taking the extra 5 minutes once we've put the kids to bed, when I'm exhausted and I'm ready to sit on the couch and chill with my husband. And I go, you know what I know I love? I love waking up to a clean kitchen, wiped down counters. Oh, it's like I forget that I did it for myself. And the next morning I feel on top of the world. And so when I wipe down my counters, I'm like, I'm showing up for myself tomorrow right now. I'm so proud. Look at me go. I say that to myself, guys. I go, look at me go. I'm on it. I'm obsessed with the little details. That's what I mean by showing up. Number four, to way to keep your promise to yourself, let go of it looking perfect. I've had to do a lot of work on this. We do a lot of work on this in the College of Confidence. Let go of how it looks and be more committed to the promise to yourself. And meaning, let's go with exercise as a really good example. You might say, I'm committed to working out an hour every day. And then let's be honest, you have a sick kid, you've got a work conflict that was scheduled, you have a parent who needed something. Life throws curveballs. And you at the end of the day, you find yourself, it's 10:45 and you like everyone took from you that day. You did not, and for good reasons, you needed to say yes to help other people then going to the gym or going for the walk with your friend. But at 10:45, you've got to ask yourself, do I still have time? And my answer is, if it's before midnight, you still have time that day. Now, do you go do an hour? No. I also prioritize sleep. I would rather you go walk for 15 minutes, do 10 minutes of air squats, do something where you said, I showed up. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't the hour that was supposed to happen at noon. But at 10:45, I'm going to do something for 10 minutes. That, my friend, is showing up and letting go of it looking perfectly. Number five, to keep your promises, you got to parent yourself. You've got to. That is the voice. And we'll be working on parenting yourself in our Voice Week. It is the work of talking to yourself and talking yourself through and reminding yourself of your values. And I do this often with my children. If you don't know, if you're new to the show, I have a 5-year-old and now an 8-year-old. She's about to turn 8. She turns 8 like in a couple of days. I can't remember when this is being released, but oh yeah, that's crazy. I have a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old. And we talk all the time about, we do things and we are kind because this is how our family behaves and this is what we do. And when they say, I don't feel like going to church, I'm like, well, we do, this is what we do. We honor God on Sundays. So I parent them by teaching them and reminding them of our values and of our core tenets. And then I go, it's okay. Like, you can have a bad attitude, but we're still going to do it. That's what a parent would do, right? How, I want you to learn to do that to yourself. When I, the reason I keep showing up for my business, whether I feel like it or not, the reason I keep showing up for myself physically, whether I feel like it or not, why I show up for my morning routine, whether I feel like it or not, is because I don't give myself an option. I parent myself and say, well, I mean, you can have a good attitude or a bad attitude, but you're still going to do it. Number six, taking ownership of any whiny, speaking of attitude, or wimpy attitude. I think it's really important to sometimes say to yourself, like, hey, good attitude, bad attitude, doesn't matter, you're still going to do it. But also going, I can't allow myself to indulge in feeling sorry for myself. And I often used to do it without realizing it because I would be like, oh, I'm doing so much. And I just got, you know, I would dramatize how much I had to do. And it was all very valid. But what I wasn't doing was taking ownership of my disempowered attitude. I call it a wimpy attitude. I was thinking about myself as a victim, as a martyr. And interestingly enough, that is also why at the end of the day, I would always go, oh, I need a treat. I need a glass of wine. I deserve cookies tonight. I'm like, wait, what? Because I've been feeling sorry for myself all day. I need to take ownership and stop feeling sorry for myself and look at myself as somebody who has high capacity and be proud of how I show up, but also maybe take the sign that I need to take ownership of my attitude, my thoughts, and build in some self-care in the process. Take a 5-minute break. Be kinder to myself. Let go of things looking perfectly. And then finally, to keep your promises to yourself, visualize your end goal daily. Have purpose every day behind why you are going to show up, period. Period, period, period. So I want to remind you, stop breaking your promises yourself. Stop letting things that don't go right make you give up. Stop micro-quitting. Stop thinking it's harder than it is. We often think it's going to be so much harder than it needs to be, more complicated than it needs to be. You've got to start asking yourself, what's the simple solution here? Or what if this was easier? Stop feeling sorry for yourself and stop letting your mind be mismanaged or for it to run wild. I used to indulge in that. And I thought I was like, well, I just can't help it. And if you are anything like me and you've been and you're in that place, please, 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 please come join me in Voice Week, Changing the Voice in Your Head Week. Go to trishblackwell.com/voiceweek. It will change everything. Guys, before we go and continue our coaching, I'm going to talk about building a standard of self-trust and some powerful ways to self-talk. I got to pause because this episode is sponsored by and brought to you by BetterHelp. I want to encourage you to give online therapy a try at betterhelp.com/confidencepod and get on your way to being your best self. Sometimes I wish I had an owner manual for life and for parenting, for how to move forward, but unfortunately, as you know, life doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, I just want you to know it's normal to feel stuck. But therapy can help you get unstuck. Therapy and coaching, the combination of the two, has been game-changing for my life, changed the course of my life. And BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient, secure, and accessible anywhere, 100% online. The combination of therapy and coaching changed the course of my life and has the possibility to change yours. With BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And here's the cool thing. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. So get unstuck with BetterHelp. You can learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/confidencepod. That's betterhelp.com/confidencepod. So how do you start building a standard of self-trust? If we're going to start talking to yourself and keep your promise to yourself, you've got to decide that you learn that you trust yourself. And how do you trust yourself? We do that by creating an inner narrative that is powerful, one that sees that you're doing better than you think you are, one that highlights some of the things that are going well versus the things that aren't, one that starts focusing on what is good versus obsessing on where you're failing. And one of the things we do in the College of Confidence is we teach you, and we have a way for you to share this, to track your wins. We call them champagne moments. We call it a review of the day. We have a 3-3-3 method where you, at the end of the day, you take 3 minutes to answer these three questions and it changes everything. But here are a couple of power thoughts that are going to help you. And I've got these in the show notes. If you ever want to find the show notes for any of my episodes, go to trishblackwell.com/535. So these can be listed out right for you. Copy, paste, put them in your notes to yourself, text them to yourself. The more you repeat, the more you will believe. I trust myself. I am good at being consistent. I do little things well. I make good decisions. I have a powerful mind and good instinct. I will be okay no matter what I decide. I can pivot anything and make it good. I won't give up until I am where I want to be. I have a strong mind. I am reliable. And let's talk about your self-talk. I want to encourage you, and we'll be going over this in Voice Week as well, but I want to encourage you to speak to yourself as you would speak to someone you love. What will you tolerate? What language will you speak? Will you speak a language of love, or will you speak a language of critical, of criticism? You know, it's interesting when I think about my children and the way they talk to each other, right? We come in and we parent them. We parent the way that they say things back to us. Like, we'll be like, back it up, come back and say it again. That was not, you don't speak to adults that way, right? We teach them the boundaries of what we will tolerate. We don't tolerate disrespect. We don't tolerate foul language. We don't tolerate anything that doesn't build one another up. But it has to be taught, and you can teach yourself that as well. You get to decide what language you speak to yourself. Is it one that gives you life, or one that makes you feel discouraged? And we do that. We work on our inner language by reframing our thoughts, by understanding our thoughts, by using the T technique, which is something I teach in the College of Confidence, and putting boundary frames on what we tolerate and what we don't. Again, I teach all of that inside of the membership. But what I want to start you with, a couple reflection questions when you think about just a current analysis of where your self-talk is. What are you currently saying to yourself that you wouldn't say to your daughter? Or if you don't have a daughter, to a niece, to a little girl down the street that you know? What about something you would say to your best friend? What are you tolerating that you're saying to yourself but not to anyone else? So for years, I let myself do this. I was like, well, I'm just really tough on myself. Oh, but I'm so nice to everyone. That doesn't work like that, guys. How you talk to yourself is how you actually are thinking about other people. So you can say all you want that, you know, I only think good things about other people. But if you have a core inner narrative that is negative and critical, that's going to spill out. And so it's really hard. It's tragic. We talk in a way that's so much meaner to ourselves than anything we would ever say to anyone else, but we're tolerating it. It's time to stop tolerating that. What do you say when you feel discouraged? Like nothing is working. And what will you say instead from here on out? That's a really good journaling question. What do you say right now to yourself when you're feeling discouraged? Like nothing's working. Do you say, what's the point? Do you feel sorry for yourself? What is it that you say? What are your brain typically has a few go-tos. And now once you identify your go-tos, I want you to decide what will you say instead from here on out. So one of the things that I want to also make sure I touch on today is decision fatigue, and how to reduce inconsistent follow-through. And we already mentioned this, that at the very beginning we talked about what are the core tenets to keeping your promises to yourself. And that one of those was decide, don't try, right? Just decide, make decisions. So I want you to decide ahead of time what you will do. And then you schedule it. And then you learn to listen to yourself and remind yourself that your prefrontal cortex is the boss, the part of your brain that says, this is the plan, this is what we're doing. That takes the drama out of it. I want you to realize that your higher thinking brain is making decisions and you know that you're going to feel tired when it comes to following through. Let's not make that a problem. Because often I know that I coach a lot of people who say, Trish, I'm struggling. I don't follow through on stuff for anything for me, but I'll always show up for other people. I'll always follow through at work because I'm told to do it. Do you know you can just flip the narrative a little bit and start teaching yourself to tell yourself what to do? But you have to treat yourself like you are the boss. And so for me, I'm a morning person. After 4 o'clock, my discipline goes down. And it was a struggle for years. And I finally decided to put this into practice because the decision fatigue and my inconsistent follow through on some of my habits at the time started really jeopardizing my joy. But what I started doing was deciding ahead of time what I would do at 5 o'clock, what I was going to do at 6 o'clock, and writing it down so that when it came to that point, I went, oh, right, I need to send this email and I need to pay this bill and I need to have this snack, whatever it might have been. And it just took, or I need to fold the laundry. It wasn't a choice to fold the laundry. I had assigned to myself to fold the laundry, whether I felt like it or not. And what it does is it took all the mental drama out of it. And here's the thing, when I started doing it in such a micro way, what I felt was a massive shift. So a micro commitment to showing up no matter what, because you've already decided ahead of time that you will do it and you don't care, you parent yourself through it, gives you massive confidence that, hold up, I literally do everything I ever say I'm going to do because I'm willing to do things that aren't convenient. And I also know that once I start, I usually get it done faster than I thought I would. And all of a sudden, I'm doing more with less time. So, guys, I hope that has served you and encouraged you today. We're going to close out with our listener of the episode. It is Catherine. She said this, I have gained so much from you, your repetition. I have to hear things 31 times before thinking about them. Me too, girl. I started listening to the Confidence Podcast last summer and listened almost 8 hours a day while working. I was so sad when I was done, even though I'll be starting them all over again. I am a member of the COC and feel so privileged. Catherine, we're so privileged to have you as part of our community. I'm privileged to read such amazing feedback like that, to know that, hey, you're doing the work. And I, look, when I hear something, I will listen to a sermon 4 times. I will listen to a podcast, same thing, to get it down. I listen once, then I listen again, then I take notes, and then I listen again. And you guys, that's the work that it takes for my brain to change. And so if you are struggling and you're thinking you're hearing these concepts, but you don't know why they're not implementing yet, you might need more repetition. And that is also the beauty of what we do in the COC. We take the content here and take it even deeper. So you can check out what we're talking about with the COC at collegeofconfidence.com. Of course, it comes with a 14-day money-back guarantee. We are so committed to believing that it is the next step for any growth that will blow your socks off, it will change your life, that we have a guarantee on it. So check that out. And of course, I want you to just come and join us on Changing the Voice in Your Head Week. That again is March 6th through 10th. You sign up now, trishblackwell.com/voiceweek. If this concept, these coaching precepts today were an area of your life you're working on keeping your promises to yourself, I'm going to give you 3 other episodes that you're really going to enjoy. So go ahead there now. The first episode is episode 513, and that is called Procrastination and Putting Things Off. And 522, How to Break Negative Thought Patterns. And 524, Delayed Gratification, How to Do It. Guys, I'll see you next week. I cannot wait to dive in. We're going to be working on, one of your favorite topics, not caring what people think. It's going to be good. It's an expansion on anything we've ever coached before. It's going to be good. I look forward to it. So make sure you are subscribed. Go out there today. Go be more of who God created you to be. Be you. Be free. If you loved today's episode of the Confidence Podcast, I invite you to check out the College of Confidence at collegeofconfidence.com. The COC is where your next step is. In the COC, we cultivate confidence, create courage, and spark change. It takes everything we do here on the podcast to the next level. And our members get crazy, life-changing results. I'm so confident that you will find that the COC is the most encouraging place on the internet, and that it will so wildly exceed your expectations that it comes with a money-back guarantee. Hey, joining is completely risk-free. You owe it to your future self to take your growth to the next level by coaching with me in the COC. Join me today at collegeofconfidence.com.